The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 63 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted November 30. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Clearview, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 30, 11 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 8 people between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 3 people between 65 and 79 years old. 7 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 5 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 10, 4 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are under investigation. Oro Medonte, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 3 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, and the others are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 2, 1 youth from Huntsville and 1 youth from Bracebridge. Included in the new cases reported today are 38 unvaccinated, 4 partially vaccinated, and 21 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 641 active cases in the region. 29 people from Simcoe County and 3 people from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,647 cases of COVID-19 with 14,728 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 2 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 2 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 6 cases. Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 3 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 15 cases. Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 14 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 2 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 6 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 8 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 9 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 9 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. An outbreak previously declared at S. La Caron Secondary School in Penetanguishene was declared over on November 29. There were 7 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases. Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 8 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. An outbreak previously declared at Mapleview Community Church on November 4 was declared over on November 29 with 28 cases, in Simcoe Muskoka residents, associated with the outbreak. An outbreak declared at a shelter in Simcoe County on November 8 was declared over on November 29 with 7 cases associated with the outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 30. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 257-235 2 November 28-2, 168,118.75.8% Barrie 5,373.4, 970,131 The 11th of November 29-3, 502,128.85.1% Bradford WG 2,343 2,276.39 The 2nd of November 29 5,367 3,084.9% Clearview 174 163 5 2 November 29 1,158.83.9% Collingwood 304,295 The 4th of November 29 1,232.2089.1% ESA 619.589 5 3 November 29 2,568.50.74% Innisfil 1,476 1,429.21 The 1st of November 29 3,580.56.83.7% Midland 246 224 6 2 November 28 1,344.82.87% New Tecumseh 1,728 1,692.19 November 29 4,081.33.79.7% Aurelia 462,411.9 The 4th of November 29 1,367.95.89.5% Oro Medant 299.277 6 November 29 1,282.56.83.5% Penetanguishene 254.239 8 November 27 2,636.62.90.7% Ramara 145.134 1 November 27 1,387.67.86% Severn 125.103.3 1 November 28 834-113-84.6% Springwater 394-365 2 November 29 1-838-121-90.7% Tay 149-140-3 1 November 27 1,329-54-86.9% Tiny 163-156 2 November 26 1,215.37.79.3% Wasaga Beach 390.352.5 2 November 29 1,645,169.86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 21. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.